Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, and we're glad that you're joining us to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial Valley. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Mr. Scott Dudley.
And it is your wellness radio show, so email us at wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. Any questions, comments, suggestions?
Yeah, and if also you want to browse our previous shows, you can always get our podcast at kxoradio.com.
All right, welcome aboard. Hey, we have joined by another really interesting guest with a fascinating topic for a show. I don't know if the rest of the world is starting to notice that most of us have, smartphones?
Yes.
And many of us have tablets, and some of us have laptops, and some of us have
even
PCs.
Babies.
And all of this can now connect by Wi-Fi to your television set. And so when you ask your kid, you know, what they're watching when you come home after working hard all day watching your own personal screens, they say, "What screen are you talking about, Dad?" I've got a 14-year-old, and she's totally plugged into technology. We're here today. We're joined by Dr. Larry Rosen, and he's the past chair and professor of psychology at California State University, Dominguez Hills, a research psychologist with a background in mathematics, which is pretty cool, talking about generational differences, parenting, child and adolescent development, and educational psychology. He's an international expert in the psychology of technology, and that's where we're going today. His most recent book is Eye Disorder, Understanding Our Obsession with Technology and Overcoming Its Hold on Us. Welcome aboard, Dr. Rosen.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Maria doesn't have a Facebook.
No, I don't.
One of my goals today in the show is that she decides that's a really important place to begin to express who she is as a person. And then we can like her.
The thing, is that I don't have a Facebook because I don't want anybody to know what I'm doing or what I'm at, or anything. That's why.
Is that the end of her, Dr. Rosen, is that the end of her, technological footprint? If you don't have a Facebook, does that somehow keep you out of this game?
I doubt it. I think it's a personal decision. There's lots of people who have Facebook pages and don't obsessively check them. There's people who go on fasts and don't check their Facebook for weeks at a time. It's turning out that Facebook, which is now the largest country in the world by its population and does have nearly a billion people checking each day, is not getting as much activity as it always has. Doesn't mean people are leaving it in droves, but it means that people are migrating their time to other vehicles. So, for example, Instagram is picking up a lot of speed. I don't know, Maria, if you have an Instagram account.
Nope.
But Instagram is picking up a lot of speed. Snapchat. And then there's always the ubiquitous text messaging, which turns out to be probably the most popular activity done on your phone.
That I do.
And do you text people all day long?
No, not all day.
Well, that's very good. Then you are probably not obsessed with your device.
One of the things I follow a lot of consumer mental health type of wellness blogs, and one of the interesting things I saw come out around December was Facebook, from the perspective of these people, tends to make their depression worse. And here's how kind of they played it was, I'm not feeling very good about myself. And I go back and look at my own Facebook, and I realize how much fun I used to be having that I'm not having anymore. And then I go look at all my friends' Facebook posts, and I realize how much fun they're having now that I'm not having. Does social media push mental health states?
That's a very complicated question. I'll give you the short answer, which is the verdict is still out. The research that you're quoting is reasonable research. It's based on something called social comparison, which means that we spend our time comparing ourselves or our self-perception to what we see of others. And in this case, it's only what we see of others online.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.